All right, and it is indeed recording. So, fucking Jimmy Dore. Wrong.
Yes. Correct.
Jimmy Dore. Incorrect. You know, and as we were looking, trying to, because I figured maybe he makes videos out of the podcast, but apparently he does videos and the podcast.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And like, so he'll cover the same story like three times.
Okay.
You know, like a Facebook Live, mini segment, and then a podcast segment. Like, and so of course we checked the podcast one. And then on the video one, Katie Halper from the Katie Halper program was on there, mm-hmm. being responsible and critiquing the right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, punching right. Or punching up, really.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie Halper punching up, Jimmy Dore punching down. Jimmy Dore, incorrect. All right, let's fly into it. This, it's gonna, and there is no Facebook Live for this one. We're just pre-recording it internally and... boom, straight to the podcast feed.
Right.
All right, so let's take a fucking look here. And again, this is going to be one of those long ones where we go through the whole audio. All right, let's see it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Jimmy Dore Show. I'm here with the miserable liberal and Ron Placone.
Hey, Jimmy.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi. So, now, I hope you understand that when I was a kid, I grew up in Chicago. And every year the Nazis would march in Skokie, which is a predominantly Jewish suburb. Well, that's what I was led to believe. That's why they're marching there. It would always make the news, and the ACLU would always defend them. And we all understood. We all hated the Nazis. And we were all like, oh, I wish they'd come in our neighborhood. We, you know, everybody wanted to do something to them. But we understood that you couldn't ban them from marching. We understood that if you could take their right away, you could take someone else's right away because you don't like them.
Now, what if other people just already didn't have rights?
Oh, what? Oh,
take their right away. What if they ain't this be got no rights? Because right. I don't know his age.
Oh, I don't know.
What year this might have been that this was happening.
Oh, they've always, like, my whole life they've been marching in Skokie, so... like, this is, like, going on for decades with them harassing Jewish people in Skokie.
Damn, so why are you still waiting for them to come to your neighborhood? Why don't you just go there when they do it and fuck them up? Or fucking send in an infiltrator. You're white.
I mean, even... fuck. When did the Blues Brothers come out?
Jeez, I think that came out when I was born, maybe.
Yeah, so... and what did they have there? I fucking hate Illinois Nazis. Yeah, like, it's been a problem.
And these, and I guess there's no real interest in solving it. That's all right. That's all right. Okay. So,
fun fact: the Nazis actually sued in 1977 for freedom of assembly to go march in Skokie. So this has been going on since 77.
And which it's not even it's harassment.
Yeah, it is.
So this and marching is not speaking. You're walking.
Yeah. Well, you're probably yelling racist things while you're walking.
Ah, so all this, now, because words are coming out of mouth, this is now not, basically a huge threat, because it's a large number of people taking over the fucking street.
Right.
I assume they call it goose stepping.
Possibly.
Yeah, all right, so this is how he opens the segment.
Mm-hmm.
For these guys.
Yes.
All right, fair deal.
Right? So, the protection of the freedom of speech, right? The First Amendment is there is not to protect speech we agree with. The First Amendment is there to protect speech we don't agree with. Speech that we hate. That's why you need protection for it. Speech everyone agrees with doesn't need protections. Get it? Okay. So now we move on to this.
That's that talking down. Get it? Okay.
I just hate the argument. Like, it's so, like, disingenuous to me on a level of saying... that, you know, it's for the speech we don't agree. This isn't that I don't agree with them. Like, this is not a debate over, like, the best ice cream flavor, and we're disagreeing. These are people literally coming in the street saying, I want to kill you. I want to deport you. I want to rape and murder you. Like, that's... I'm not just disagreeing with that. I would actually like to stay alive and not worry about this. Yeah. You know?
I've actually been jumped by skinheads here, which are the neo-Nazis. All right, here we go. So I guess Jimmy Dore, he doesn't want 100 Nazi scalps. He's not very Antific.
So, Facebook, Apple, YouTube, and Spotify has banned InfoWars.
Oh, and since then, what? In 48 hours, his shit's back on iTunes. Yeah. I don't know if he's on all the other joints.
I think he's not on Facebook yet.
Yeah, so he's like you.
Yeah.
I'm sure niggas was checking for Infamous Collider, whose page was trending after the California shooter, the incel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, Facebook unpublished 4 pages run by Jones for repeated violations of community standards.
Alright, and I can't get my misogyny or exposed page back up. Privately right. owned. They can fucking do that. It's their website, huh?
They can. And something that, like, I find a lot of people saying this is like, he violated community, but they don't specify what he did to violate community standards.
Nope.
I read the quotes that got him kicked off.
Huh.
It was about setting, well, first of all, he said drag queens, but if you listen to Alex Jones enough, you'll see he conflates gay men with drag queens with trans women, like they're kind of all the same because born with a penis, apparently, so all the same thing, men in dresses and trans women, and said we should burn drag queens, we should set them on fire and burn them to death to send them to hell. Like, that's fucking violent. What the fuck? Yeah, that should be a violation of a terms of service for a social media platform. You can't go around talking about killing people. Or I guess you can if you're in Skokie and you're a Nazi, whatever.
Yeah, fucking, there are cis and trans women that just say men are trash.
Right.
And they get banned.
Right.
So I think, yeah, up it to the burning, Facebook should be pressing charges.
Hmm.
All right, let's, all right, but Jimmy Dore's going to say words about things. And keep in mind, and this is how you know we're fucking echo chamber loyalists. That... Right? Because fucking, we had the thing where Benjamin Dixon was wolfing bullshit on Jimmy Dore, and we fucking got at that. And then Jimmy Dore wolfs bullshit, we get it, that's what we are.
Right.
I see myself as an ombudsman of sorts. It's plausible. Flesh.
YouTube terminated his account over him repeatedly appearing in videos despite... subject to a 90-day ban from the website, and Spotify removed the entirety of one of Jones's podcasts for hate content.
So?
I just want to... we're going to destroy you. You will ascend to hell in reverse order. They know fear because we're coming like villagers in the night with torches burning bright with fire. Fire is not a weapon of evil. Fire is a weapon of good, and it will consume you. You need to fear God. Soon the icy cold of hell will embrace you forever. Okay? That's... a little fucking violent.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, soon you will pass through and on, never to return to this dimension, never to ascend, but down, down, down into that black hole you're going.
That doesn't even sound like he said it.
I could see it.
Nah, it sounds too fucking poetic.
It sounds too poetic?
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ, this sounds like it should be read by the motherfucker that played Viggo on Ghostbusters 2. Like, that should be the voice saying those words. God damn.
So yeah, that's what he got banned off Facebook for, which nobody mentioned for some reason.
It's not convenient, because then we have to compare it to what the regular folk is be getting banned for. ACAB.
ACAB, men are trash.
Jesus Christ.
I don't trust white people.
Yep, I said go back to Europe. Got banned 30 days for saying go back to Europe.
A few hours after Facebook announced its ban, YouTube also terminated Jones's account on its platform. Did you know this?
Yeah. Matter
of fact, let me just pause it here. You know, and I'm going to make this a post on Facebook, too. Mm-hmm. Everybody on Facebook that has a Twitter account and you've been banned for some shit, go at Jimmy Dore and tell him what you got banned for and ask him why he's not doing 3 separate recordings about that.
I actually got suspended on Twitter on my old account because I was being followed by another account named Jack the Ripper, who was sending me pictures of dead sex workers and the Jack the Ripper victims. and asking, like, where I, you know, where he could find me, and, you know, like, you never forget your first, and, like, fucking trying to message me pictures of, like, knives and blood and crime scenes and shit. I cussed him out and said something like, you know, you're a fucking weirdo, leave me the fuck alone, don't fucking tweet me, like, some shit like that. I actually got suspended on Twitter for that.
Yeah?
Yep.
You were being a fucking Nazi.
I was being a fucking Nazi. And then I remember on Facebook, I got a suspension, a 30-day suspension once, because some guy was, you know, added me in a comment and said, like, something like, whores like you are the reason that, you know, women want to be sluts and they get raped and or lie about rape and blah, 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 and you deserve to be hung, and if I knew where you lived, I would come find you and string you up and hang you. And I reported it, and it did not violate Facebook terms of service. But then when I took a screenshot and said, this did not violate the terms of service, I got a 30-day block.
All right.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's jump in, because it's Alex Jones now.
It matters now, because it's a slippery slope.
Loud white man.
God knows what will happen if we ban a loud, angry, violent white man from social media.
I saw this today. I mean, this is
breaking
right now.
Yeah, me too. The company issued a statement that didn't refer to Jones by name, saying only that, quote, all users agreed to comply with our terms of service and community guidelines when they sign up to use YouTube. The Guardian understands that the specific rationale for Jones' ban was his habit of appearing in live streams hosted on other channels on the site, despite being subject to a 90-day ban. When users violate these policies repeatedly, like our policies against hate speech and harassment, or our terms prohibiting circumvention of our enforcement measures, we terminate their accounts. Wow. That's some pretty radical shit, man.
Really? That's pretty radical. It's pretty radical.
Hmm. Mm-mm. No, it's not.
Radical?
It's not. So, first of all, yeah, they already had you on a suspension. Yeah, you can't be showing up in other videos. That seems like a very common sense thing. But, again, this is, like, very frustrating to hear people on the left talking about this without talking about the shit that Jones already says. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he fucking says violent shit. And it's not just that it's fake news or that it's propaganda. It's that it's very violent propaganda, and his followers take him seriously, and we have to live with these people in society.
Yeah, we don't live in Berkeley. We're not near your fucking campus. We actually don't have a safe space.
No, we don't.
Yeah. We're actually by where you moved from, where those Nazis march.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, oh, we just went and wrecked this guy's business. That's like if AT&T
He has a website, and he makes $25 million a year.
Yeah, no, they wrecked his business. He's never going to sell nutraceuticals again. Ever. It's over, man.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, fucking soundboard's dead.
Aw, boo.
All right. Let's see what's going on.
Decided, you know, we didn't like the shit you're saying on your phone calls, so we're going to cut off your...
Oh, now he's saying AT&T, if they didn't like your phone calls, they'd cut off what you're saying. Because you realize it's the cops that tap your phone, not AT&T. All right,
it
whatever.
It is the cops. But see, again, this is like, they don't like what you said. He's literally calling for people to be murdered. That's different than like, oh, this guy's an asshole. He said plaid is stupid. Like, what the fuck?
And also, you know how on my phone calls, I'm broadcasting to anyone that wants to click on it and not just talking to one person or a conference call.
It's called a party line, William.
It's not a conference call?
It could be a conference call.
Well, you're trying to make me sound uncool. That's all that's happening here. And I am hip and down with the groove.
Wow. Down with the groove.
That's right. Okay. I convene with the urban youngsters. And we engage in a great deal of tomfoolery for the weekend. We go to the arcade. We break out the skateboards.
Uh-huh.
Maybe do a backside board slide or something I've seen on the Tony Hawk Pro Skater. That's right. Sometimes we put cardboard on the ground and bust a windmill.
Really? I've never seen you do a windmill ever.
Oh, man. We are hip to the bone. connected to the knee bone.
Wow.
Oh, that connected to the shin bone.
Actually, your hip is not connected to your
knee
bone.
Yes, it is. Fact-based fact.
I disagree with you, and I'm going to tell AT&T to cut off your fucking phone service.
Good. I fucking have my phone service through cable. All right. Jimmy Dore saying words about things. Making a lot of sense here. Whoopadoo, skibby flippy doo.
Your phone.
Mm-hmm.
No more phone for you. What? Right? That's a private company.
He's trying to think of what to say next, nigga. Quit doing Alex Jones pauses, nigga. You know you get banned for that.
Oh, that's company that's what going. It was, we didn't.
Yep. Because he paused. We looked at his eyes when he tried to figure out what he was just saying. That nigga be tripping. All
right. Right. That's a private company.
Yeah. Okay.
Pause. The electric company going. We don't like how you're using your electricity to power all those computers for hate speech, so we're not going to give you electricity.
Yeah, because you know how the electric company can tell what you're watching.
They can.
He's drawing up some strong comparisons.
Isn't that a public utility?
Electricity?
Yeah.
Privately owned, but I think, yeah, public utility.
I think so. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, well... Flamin' Jorge's.
Flamin' Jorge's, no!
I have the tape.
Ah.
Yeah, so you see how all these things, they are very parallel.
They are very parallel.
With one guy getting banned. That one. You can't ban loud white men.
According to this definition, electricity is a public utility.
Oh. So maybe they should do what we've been doing. Like, this is why some folks may notice I habitually say the privately owned social networks to keep driving that the fuck home. You know? Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, something people are saying, too, is we should make, you know, all these social media platforms a public utility as well, so they have, like, the extra government oversight. But, I mean, maybe, but we also kind of have, like, a really shitty history of the government taking civil liberties of marginalized people seriously, so yeah. I'm not sure that's a guarantee to fix the problem, but I guess we can talk about it, but yeah.
Yeah, well, he's not gonna talk about that. He isn't. Or at least he isn't gonna do it before this happens.
Shit.
Private company. Facebook and YouTube's enforcement action against Jones came hours after Apple...
Obviously, he's reading a Guardian article.
Right.
Yeah.
...removed Jones from its podcast directory. The timing of Facebook's announcement was unusual, with the company confirming the ban at 3 a.m. local time.
Mm-hmm.
What the F and F? And again, this is not anyone here defending Alex Jones. Please don't say... something stupid like that. Apple does not tolerate hate speech. And we have...
All right. Apple doesn't tolerate no dadgum hate speech.
Okay.
Good thing they haven't checked out our episodes.
Shit.
Have clear guidelines that creators and developers must follow to ensure we provide a safe environment for all our users. An Apple spokesperson told BuzzFeed News, which first reported the removal, podcasts that violate these guidelines are removed from our directory, making them no longer searchable or available for download or streaming. We believe in representing a wide range of views, so long as people are respectful to those with differing opinions.
Okay.
So, This is a very slippery slope.
It is.
Okay.
Because you saw how the slope slipped up. It went from the marginalized to the non-marginalized. That's how slippery slopes work.
That's how
you slide uphill, nigga. It's so powerful, it's anti-gravity. Space force.
Oh, Jesus.
It's how the space force works. It's how you actually get up there.
It's how you get up there on a slippery slope.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this is how it happens. Okay,
Jesus.
Dana Loesch.
Uh-huh.
And Dana Loesch and Rachel Maddow, they get together. All right.
Okay.
I know, everybody's having a good time. All right? There's some perverted fellas out there already. That's like, oh, where's he going with this right here now? Well, they get Crisco. All right? You're still having a good time.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, there's some cis men out there right now that are like, what is happening here? This is my favorite podcast. All right. Okay. But they take the Crisco and they go to Mount Everest and they slather the fuck out of that mountain. I know it's not fun anymore.
It's not fun anymore. Wait, but there's like all those dead people on Mount Everest.
Yeah, they're slippery. Slippery dead people.
Oof, okay.
Slip and slide records. Trick Daddy. Fucking us. And then you go and you get your boots and your helmet from prison slave labor, because it is the military.
Uh-huh.
And you go to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they you take a Wi-Fi receiver and you put it in your bum. All right?
What? That sounds horrible.
And someone logs into their YouTube account. They type in Alex Jones. And as soon as they hit enter, you slip up the slippery slope. Boom. In space for the Space Force. Got it? Space Force. Slippery slopes.
I cannot actually formulate a response to whatever the fuck you just said.
Well, let's keep listening to Jimmy Dore.
In fact, it's not a slippery slope. It's not a slippery slope.
Oh.
It's predictable what's going to happen next. So this isn't slippery.
Oh.
This is the beginning.
This is just the beginning of something that's...
This is the beginning. Ron Placone's voice is funny. He sounds like I know he's, like, you know, this is the left. That's the thing. We're actually critiquing the real left and not the fake left.
Right.
But he sounds like such a generic California liberal salad-eating city boy. He's got that voice, man. That salad-eating city boy just at the fucking sidewalk cafe with his fucking non-fat, decaf, vegan-friendly, free-range... mocha, but respectable to the Negroes mocha. I don't mean like fetishizing ebony mocha. I just, she let me touch her hair. I asked. With whipped cream.
No whipped cream. No dairy. Soy cream.
It's fucking soy cream. Jesus Christ. Soy cream.
Uh-huh.
And one macaroni noodle on top.
What?
And a Why? Reusable straw.
Why a macaroni noodle on top? What the hell?
Put a noodle in his hat and called it macaroni. Put a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. That gummit. The Ron Placone hat. I said a lot of things to describe his voice, but you listen to him.
Predictable. And I've been telling people on the left, pushing the Russiagate thing, that they're going to use that to silence you. They're going to say that the left is now, if you're a Bernie, they've already said it. If you're a Bernie supporter, you're in bed with Putin. You're in bed with Russia. If you're Black Lives Matter, you're Russian.
They didn't say that to all of them. They said that people got duped in the story. So now he's being too simplistic.
What the fuck is her name? Candace somebody.
Candace Owens?
No. It's some white, like... blue wave assist or whatever.
Tad, donut.
Donut Twitter. Aston? Alston? A something like that?
Yeah.
Anyways, she's one of those, like, she dead ass thinks that, like, 95% of people involved with Black Lives Matter are actually Russian bots. Like, they're not real people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the whole, like, online social presence of Black Lives Matter is fake.
So what about the ones that have video? Russians in blackface.
Russians
fucking.
It's a black Russian.
Isn't that an adult beverage?
It is.
All right. So is that like when you get like socialist vodka?
Socialize the vodka.
All right, let's get down to it. Or no, I guess that would be Hennessy. But of course, out here, you have to get it from behind the counter because nigger drinks get stolen too much around here.
There's not even that many black people out here.
But I moved here and I walk in those stores with a dashiki and all of a sudden the fucking Hennessy is hidden.
They've already done it. They're already doing it. So now there's only one Facebook. There aren't two, you know what I mean? Like there's only one Twitter. There's only one Facebook. iTunes and Spotify. I mean.
Whoops. He almost named too many. There's only one, two, Three. All right. You know what? The fuck you, buddy. All right, but real, let's think about these big ones where you can really gain a following, and if you are a content creator, you can monetize it. First off, there's your own website. That's what Jimmy Dore was doing at first. Right. He was not big on YouTube. He was doing his own website first. Mm-hmm. All right, so you can have your own website, winesolomedia.com. That's one. Mm-hmm. You can use the Facebooks. That's two. Yes. You can use the Twitter. That's three.
Yes.
What is there? Something called Twit?
Instagram.
Instagram, four.
YouTube.
YouTube, five. Mm-hmm. Vimeo, yes. Six. Daily Vids? Video Daily?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, that's seven.
Snapchat,
eight. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. What's that one that always gets criticized for being social justice? Tumblr. Fucking nine. We already named Twitter, of course.
Yeah.
So that's actually nine. Mm-hmm. But then, you know what? Podcasting, the big podcast, we'll go with the big ones, with Spotify, mm-hmm. 10, iTunes, 11, yeah. Stitcher, 12. Mm-hmm. Those are the big ones for podcasting. There's others, but those are the fucking big ones.
Right.
So we're actually fucking with 12. That's off the top of our heads. There's somebody out there in the crowd listening that's like, yeah, but there's also Speaker City. But actually, you know what? What's that?
SoundCloud.
Fucking SoundCloud. SoundClick. 14. Spreaker, 15. Yeah. But, Yahoo Video.
Oh.
Yeah, they still exist. And they don't still exist because they're broke. All right? And they have an assload of web space. And then, I'm a pornography viewer. There are some folks whose channels I subscribe to where they actually, they do their pornography videos, and then they'll also just sit naked and record themselves talking and just do a pornography talking podcast.
Yeah.
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 That's a thing. So, throw in Pornhub and what the other popular, ex-hamster.
Yeah.
And the popular ones, the one Joe Rogan talks about, YouPorn.
Yeah.
I lost count.
I think that was like 17.
I'll fuck around and use those and not even do porn. Just somewhere else I put the podcast. And you know what? And just put it there. Yeah, that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me do it. Yeah, because when we download our Facebook videos, it is a video.
It is a video.
It is indeed a video. And sometimes Phoenix has her cleavage out. That counts. That's pornography.
Pornography.
Yep. Fuck it. Yeah, so... So it's not just those, and also at the same time, they're all still privately owned.
Yes.
They can kick you
but,
the
you know,
fuck off.
Again, because I gotta reiterate, because I know, like...
Patreon, my bad.
Oh, Patreon, yes, Patreon. And, like, you know, I know that Jimmy Dore does not like Alex Jones. Like, I fucking love the clip of him spitting in Alex Jones' face. That's amazing.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, literally just took a big mouthful of water and spit it in Jones' face. It was fantastic. But it's like, again, like, can we just talk about what he actually got kicked off for? Like, what his speech does? It's not, like, some slippery slope shit. Like, he's just disagreeable. Like, he's literally calling for violence. And he knows his fans are taking him seriously, and he is still doing it. Like, that's the thing, right?
Yeah. All right, let's see.
It's the thing. I mean, these places have such a wide reach.
Right.
He put down his free range beverage to say that. Ron Placone.
That they really are. And you know, and it's tough to have any type of sympathy for an Alex Jones. I mean, I don't appreciate their content at all. However, institutions this big that have the type of pull as far as content goes,
they
shouldn't be able to just have like their own vague community guidelines that they can just enforce however they want. They should have to follow the First Amendment.
Then you should have been on that. Or now I want to know, is trying to make these platforms follow the First Amendment and breaking them up telecom style like they did in, what, the 30s or some shit like that? Mm-hmm. My history on that is not too big. Like, my brain wants to say Woodrow Wilson, and I know that's super wrong. But, like, is that going to be a regular thing now? Is that going to be a regular segment that you keep hammering away at? Because Jimmy Dore's big platform.
Right.
Big fucking name.
Yeah.
You know, he gets mentioned in the Huffington Post.
Yes.
You know, we fucking don't.
We do not.
Like, and we keep I guess, you know, sex workers' rights is not hot topic.
It's not a hot topic.
Trans lives matters, not hot topic, not really popping. Becky Lives Matter, white on white crime, the things we care about.
Yes, okay. The things we care about.
Very concerned with white-on-white crime.
We are very concerned with white-on-white crime.
One of my favorite recent one we did was the guy that broke into someone's house. What, he like pooped on the floor or something?
Yeah, he drank all their wine, took a shit on the floor, and passed out on their couch.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
You know, we have one that we haven't done yet. It's waiting for when we get around. Some niggas in Florida were chasing people with an alligator.
Aw, shit, man. I did that one without you.
Oh, you suck.
Yeah, I did a morning recording.
What?
Yeah.
Rude.
I fucking got up like an hour early and recorded.
Rude.
Yeah, so that one, so the folks in podcast land already heard it. All right, let's take a look here. Jimmy Dore.
Well, I agree. I think they should have to follow the First Amendment.
And that's why, like, I've had a hard time, like, even comprehending, because whether or not Alex Jones has ever violated the First Amendment, you would need to ask somebody more fluent in his catalog than myself.
I'm here. I'm fluent in his catalog.
Yep.
Like,
I mean, I'm gonna get involved in this segment here and talk about this thing. He sounds like when Bill Burr does his voice mocking other white people. That's what he fucking sounds like.
Okay, so like, I gotta say, the First Amendment protects you from the government, not from private corporations, right? So first of all, so if you are denied, because like, these social media outlets are a business, they are a corporation, but, you know, if Alex Jones were to get up, if I own a restaurant, Alex Jones comes to my restaurant and says, I'm gonna start burning drag queens. We're gonna take them to hell. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my restaurant, you asshole. I can do that. I can do that because it's my restaurant. The rules are not endorsed fairly. They have at times been just enforced in an arbitrary manner, but because it is a private company, they still have the right to do that. Like, his First Amendment is not being violated because Congress did not make a fucking law that says no more Alex Jones on social media, you know? Right? And for some reason, people seem to forget that. I don't know why. But
I don't know. I'm not even, like, constitutional-fied. I fucking hate America. Like,
I fucking hate America. Yes.
But even my ass is familiar with that factor that Congress can't have you censored.
Right.
All right? But, I mean, so fucking, like, by that standard, it's like, then somebody who wants to be a guest on the Sesame Street show and say the word fuck should be able to do that. And it shouldn't be an FCC violation.
Right. Let's just, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the whole First Amendment. It says Congress shall make no law,
Hold up. So let's take a look at these things. Prohibiting a free access of the press. Alex Jones is not the press. Alex Jones is, and people say, I'm going to call him exactly what he is. He's an independent pundit. And it is pundit. I know it's very hard to not say pundit. I want to say it all the time.
I don't care.
It's pundit. And that's what Alex Jones is. He's an independent pundit. He's not the press.
Mm-hmm.
And it says also the right of people to peaceably assemble. Alex Jones does not peaceably assemble. Alex Jones goes into his office and yells at his audience to not peaceably assemble. And if you remember what he said about people going to that restaurant where Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The Red Hen, I think it was called.
Red Hen, the restaurant, and had his listeners go out there and not peaceably assemble. Mm-hmm. So he's not doing anything I see on this list yet. Or to petition the government for redress of grievances. Alex Jones doesn't seem to disagree with the government too much now. He is not anti-government like he used to pretend to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a fucking fakester.
And of course, the first, four words? Five words. Congress shall make no law. Congress, federal government, or even a state government, maybe. But, nah.
Guess it just didn't. But that's all right. And we're not well-versed. We just looked at it. It's barely a paragraph. Isn't that just one sentence? with a lot of commas.
Basically.
Yeah, and I think like a semicolon somewhere in there. That's all. It's one dadgummit sentence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but Jimmy Dore has more to say. And Ron Paclone.
I don't watch enough of his content to know the answer to that one way or another. But either way, that's not how...
Wait, he doesn't watch enough of his content to know.
But then he also said, I don't appreciate anything he does. Well, how do you know you don't appreciate it if you don't listen to it?
So there's a show called The Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. Yes. Used to be Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
Yes.
They're well-versed in his content.
They are well-versed in his content.
Yeah, right.
So can we just talk a little bit about his content, though?
Yeah.
Lucy Richards. Who knows that name?
We did that story. Recently, actually, in the last three episodes.
Yes. A Florida woman who made death threats against parents whose child was killed in the Sandy Hook massacre because she believed the shooting was a hoax. She pled guilty to one count of transmitting threats in interstate commerce and was sentenced to 5 months behind bars. That was her plea deal. Part of her release says... You're not allowed to watch InfoWars. Why? Because she listened to Alex Jones say that these people need to be punished for making up the Sandy Hook hoax, and it's a false flag, and we need to do something about it because it's just a government operation to what? Take your liberty and steal your guns. They're lying because they're trying to hurt you. You should do something about it. So she sent these very nice people who are grieving from their child being murdered death threats. And in her release, she has to log in and show what website she's viewing, and she's not allowed to see InfoWars because this is where she got this ridiculous-ass idea. Consequences. We need to talk about the consequences. It's so easy to say people should have free speech and they should just get to say whatever they want, but we have to talk about the consequences.
I don't really talk about consequences.
And then there's Edgar Welch, right? The Pizzagate guy? Showed up with an AR-15 pointing it at people, employees, fucking shooting inside a restaurant to go save the sex slaves. In his words, it's gonna cost the lives of a few to save many. Where did he get the idea from? Oh, that's right. What? But we're not talking about consequences. Also, did you see what fucking Alex Jones' lawyers are doing now?
Shit. New update.
Did I tell you about the doxing the parents thing?
Yeah. Yeah, we covered that.
Did we? Okay, yeah. So that's a thing, right? So Alex Jones obviously knows that these people from Sandy Hook are getting doxxed, and it's his followers doing it. So what does he do when they sue him? His lawyers say, make them make their addresses public. Nothing will happen. Right? Consequences. Yeah. Yes. Oh, and then how many times this year did he say that Antifa was about to start a civil war?
Now, I said that shit sarcastically and joked about it earlier. When it comes down to it with this shit and him getting temporarily banned, he's been his own slippery slope on that. He is his own individual, isolated slippery slope.
Yeah.
There's wider shit outside of large platformed content creators. But that's probably the thing. Like, once you become one of the big heads, it's like a tiered system.
Right.
Right? Because, like, folks like Jimmy Dore, mm-hmm. who's bigger than us, right. significantly so,
mm-hmm.
he talks about how the folks on MSNBC, like, maybe Rachel Maddow came out of college
mm-hmm.
and wanted to do good and do the right thing and then got on Air America and then got on MSNBC. And once on MSNBC for a year or two was a multimillionaire. And, you know, hobnobs with other multimillionaires
mm-hmm.
and just sees certain things a certain way. And it's just like, I think this is pretty logical. I think this is a fair deal. You know, just a little, a little bit at a time. A little incremental fine.
Incrementalism for the win.
Yeah, so then heads like Jimmy Dore and like Benjamin Dixon is one of them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're fucking bigger and they're looking down and they're like, they don't know about this this shit that you're dealing with, and it really doesn't fucking matter to them. That's not their world anymore.
Right. Yeah. Or even like, 2 years ago we were listening to an episode where he said Black Lives Matter was a terrorist organization who had a hit list and they were going to go on a coordinated national effort to kill cops. Just yes, no, maybe so. If someone takes Alex Jones seriously and they happen to either be a counter-protester to Black Lives Matter or they happen to be a cop at a Black Lives Matter rally, do you think that made Black Lives Matter protesters more or less safe? Just on a sliding scale.
More safe.
More safe.
Hell yeah.
Morris, shit, I'm knocking shit over.
Because you know how much...
That is bullshit.
Wait, what happened?
There's, like, a hole in my little, my chapstick fell down the hole of my shelving unit. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking... So that's going to be fun to get out.
That's amazing.
You know, we're never going to get... We're not getting that out till we move. We're going to be like, oh, shit, I remember that.
I remember.
Let's find the episode where that fell.
Yes.
See, told you we're going to build new memories together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, you can't rape liberal women because they have rape fantasies and want to be made into sex slaves by jihadis and black men. Remember that? And he says, I've seen him say that one 5 or 6 different fucking times.
Yeah, I have one. It's not in the soundboard, but I have isolated audio saying some shit like that.
And so now, hypothetically, should you take Jones seriously and you think he's telling you the truth and you happen to be on a, I don't know, jury where somebody's maybe accused of something like rape and, you know, the victim looks like, I don't know, maybe a liberal, may not influence how you, your verdict? Your verdicting?
Hey, shit, there's a reason why he's been a big name since his coverage of Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
In 1996 was Waco?
Oh,
shit. Or 95?
I'm going to say 95.
My brain is saying 96. Let's see what this is. You know, Fizz Cleeter, she's quick on a Yahoo search. She'll even ask that nigga Jeeves. She doesn't care.
I will ask Jeeves. What? Of course, who doesn't ask Jeeves?
Everybody fucking body ass Jeeves. I remember when that was just so damn normal.
Yes. 93.
What the fuck?
Ha!
Damn, so he's been big for... So by 2013, that's 25 years. 2.5 decades of Jones being a big name.
Yeah.
You think nobody's taking him serious? Especially considering his target audience.
Right.
Which is John Birchie as fuck.
And then I just, like, I wish we had a way to, like, when shit happens, like, go back and look at these people's, you know, like, internet searches and shit. Like, do they go to InfoWars? Like do they have his, right. Do they have his podcast and shit, like, downloaded? Like, you know, I really wish, and it's hard to quantify how much impact he has because we don't have that. But based off the few people who do shit, like, yeah, it's clear he's having an influence. And I just, like, that you can't just have the free speech conversation without talking about the consequences, because people are getting hurt, you know? People are getting hurt.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated with the whole thing, really.
All right, let's see. But they have more to say.
Of course.
Segment's not over. This shit's going to be the whole episode. Mm-hmm. Just going to fucking upload it like this. Right, slap a trigger warning on the beginning and fucking upload that shit, and then have my one whole the fuck day off of the factory.
Yay!
What's been applied.
So
here.
Now the way people communicate, the town square is electronic. Mm-hmm. The town square is Facebook. The town square is Twitter.
That's not the town square, right? And I do get what he's saying, but now I'm gonna be, what is it, finicky, nitpicky, whatever the fuck
pedantic.
It is. I'm being pedantic. Because the town square is in the town.
Right.
When I get on the Facebooks, I'm not talking to people in the city I live in. Motherfuckers in the UK. There was for a minute, we had more, like, UK and Canada people combined were over 50% of podcast downloads.
Yeah.
So, ain't the fucking town square.
Right.
You talk to the fucking planet. It's a little ridiculous. So, no, it's not the damn town square. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, that's probably a little more broad than being pedantic.
But also, like, that... I think speaks to, you know, how much it's not the town square because there's that many platforms. The point of the town square is that you have the attention of the town. But if you have Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and iTunes and, yeah, that's a lot of fucking town squares.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, nigga. All right. So, you know what? I'm not being pedantic. That was actually pretty damn logical and straightforward and fair. Even-handed, you might say.
Even-handed.
Yeah. Like, as an ombudsman should be.
And these places should be looked at as they should be regulated. That's what all those hearings were about. Should we regulate Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were about. And Facebook's like, no, we're going to self-regulate. So we're going to do the job of censorship for the government. Please don't worry. And Chris Julian Assange said, predicted this in 2010, that the new censorship comes from the corporations, which is an extension of the government. It's actually the...
Yeah, that's new. Julian Assange pointed out something new when he said that. Because
right.
It's not like you noticed that on Meet the Press, which Jimmy Dore used to make kind of an anti-sex worker joke on it. He'd call it Meet the Prostitutes.
Oh.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I get what he's saying. They're bought and sold, but sex workers need rights. But Meet the Press, they'll have, like, BP commercials and Walmart commercials, and it's like, why aren't they talking about BP? Remember, BP had that spill.
Yeah.
That is still not
cleaned
up.
I like how you say a spill. That spill. Like, yeah, like that's not fucking...
I'm thinking about the Gulf one in partic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or fucking Walmart commercials. So they don't talk... They're not going to cover... The stories like the wine cellar covered in Walmart. I covered this one in late 2013 when an employee was picking up change off the ground, you know, like pennies, nickels, mm-hmm. and got charged with theft and fired. They actually pressed charges.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to cover that fucking story.
Or about the food drive.
Oh my fucking God. Mm-hmm. Where the Walmart held a food drive for their poor employees mm-hmm. that couldn't afford Thanksgiving meals.
Yeah.
So people actually bought food to Walmart to give Walmart's underpaid staff.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But you know what? This is
Alex, totally new.
Alex Jones is much more important. It's bad, bad, bad. Don't ban Alex Jones.
Other way around. The government's an extension of the fucking corporation.
Yeah.
So, and now Facebook gets to this is gonna protect us. They're protecting you from Alex Jones. They're protecting you.
Yeah.
I gotta say, like with this whole like you can't trust a corporation to, you know. Have these rules. Like, I get it. Because, yeah, a lot of people I know have been unfairly suspended, banned.
You.
From, including me, from various social media platforms. Like, I get it. But I am bothered by the lack of nuance around just handing the control of this to the federal government as well. Like, you know, it took them a really long time to be like, maybe slavery is bad. Maybe we can let them in our schools.
Are they whole people?
Are they whole people? Like, that was a fucking debate, you know?
I think so.
And even in recent times, like, the reason that the corporations are extension of the government is because the fucking government said, why the fuck can't a corporation be a person who buys votes? You know? Like, and even fucking now, they made the fucking Blue Lives Matter fucking bill, right? They're fucking passing, you know... Civil liberties is not the government's strong suit. So yes, I fully understand and appreciate and agree that we can't trust corporations, but that doesn't mean we can trust the federal government, and especially considering that corporations own the government. So it's still fucking corporations making the rules. Like,
We're losing our democracy that always existed.
We're losing the democracy that always existed. Always. Always existed. Like, yeah, when this country was founded, everybody could vote. Slavery didn't happen. They bought the land from indigenous people. It was fucking amazing.
No, in 1865, all the niggers could vote.
Yes, they could.
Wait, no, they couldn't. But the white women could. No, they couldn't.
No, they couldn't.
What about German, Irish, Italian, and Jews?
Well,
they was all voting real tough back. Well, all right, so 1930, all the niggers could vote.
No, but the women could vote. White women could vote.
White women could vote safely and not by what their husband told them to vote, or else it was going to be a stick no wider than my thumb. So white women had a free vote.
Kinda.
Especially Scottish white women.
Kinda.
I don't know why I'm narrowing it down like that.
I don't know.
They have a funny accentuation.
You like the accent?
It's like a baritone Irish. It is very funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, so for 1947, all the niggers.
No.
And the Indians.
No.
And the Mexicans.
No.
Wait a second. Not enough of that land is America yet. Too much of that's Mexico. Let's make it America. Then we'll let the niggers and Mexicans vote, right? That's what happened. In 1956, all the niggers, Mexicans, white women, Jews... And even some South Asians and Japanese There was a little problem there for a little bit. But in the Japanese, they were all voting good. It was democracy. The people were represented. 1956.
No.
Okay, what about the year of our Martin Luther Negger man Kane?
No.
1964.
No.
It was very safe for Negers to vote.
No.
They had a good time voting.
No.
When they voted, white men came up and they were like, "How you doing, Mr. Nigger Man? Do you need a penis massage while you vote?"
What?
I will massage your penis.
No.
Quite gently, Mr. Sir.
No.
While you vote.
No.
Miss Nigger Woman.
No.
I will cook you some cornbread while you get in there and vote.
No.
Democracy. The people were represented.
No. No, they did the same thing in 1960. Nice. They did the same thing in 1964 that they did in 2016. Stand outside with guns.
And said, every time you vote, I'm going to give one of you niggers a gun. Because I need you to protect your household.
No.
I love when niggers have guns.
No.
You're lying, Phoenix Collider. That's why you got banned.
That's why you fucking lie. That's fake news.
You lie about our democracy that always existed. Dadgummit. Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, Jimmy Dore. That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing.
It's a fun podcast.
From fake news.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're protecting you. First of all, what a weird timing that they all do it at the same day.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That was weird.
And again, yes, this is in no way defending Alex Jones.
Well, you know, was it weird?
Well, considering that this is the only one we're covering and we're doing three separate segments on it, ad nas, we're not defending Alex Jones.
Because I guess people are like, oh, it's weird. It was like a conspiracy. And ignoring the fact that people, like digital activists, have been talking about him like fucking, who is it? I think it's like Sleeping Giants on Twitter. They go after companies that promote on like, you know, racist sites, like, they were the one that got a lot of Breitbart's advertisers taken down. Like, they've been on Alex Jones shit for a minute. People have been reporting Alex Jones shit all across all social media platforms for banning the terms of service. Like, this didn't just fucking, like, happen literally overnight. Like, this has been ongoing for months and months of people trying to get him, get his shit taken down.
Yeah, but you see, again, like, and I bet if this was, like, 2011, Jimmy Dore would have known that. But now he's a bigger name. You know, he does sellout shows like fucking every week.
Yeah.
And he's busy and, you know, he's one of the big heads now.
Yeah.
You know, so like he doesn't fucking see it. He's too high up. You know, he needs fucking binoculars.
Binoculars.
Yeah. It's basically like you take two telescopes and you kind of string them up together real good. Like, and you look through both eyes at the same time. It's real fun. All right. Let's take a look here.
Nope. This, just like the ACLU isn't defending Nazism when they defend the rights for Nazis to have a march in Skokie.
Oh, no, that's kind of defending Nazism.
See, that's like, yeah, that's like, I understand their argument, but I don't find it to be legitimate. Because they're like, if you don't let the slippery slope shit, like, if you ban the Nazis from marching, then they're not going to let the leftists march. And it's like, nigga, did you see what the fuck they did to us in Ferguson?
You mean when the police fellers bought out tanks and gave the niggers free rides. And was like, come on.
Yeah, we got free rides somewhere.
And then the police, they gave that black man an opportunity to take an iconic picture with his American flag t-shirt and a bag of chips.
That was a great fucking picture.
Throwing a smoke bomb. God damn.
That was a great fucking picture.
Like, that was like the black Boston Tea Party, nigga. That shit.
That was wild. But I mean, like, that's that shit, though. Like, the same shit even now with all this fucking Antifa versus the Proud Boys and shit. Like, they were fucking in Portland, standing behind, the Proud Boys were standing behind police in Portland, yelling at Antifa, go back to your safe space. Bitch, what?
And see, yeah.
Like,
they are defending Nazism. And let's go back to that first night in Ferguson, right?
Yeah.
Because it was really like the second night and third night when shit got like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But like that first night in Ferguson, they weren't even protesting or marching. They were standing in their fucking yards talking about it.
Right.
And the police fellas just wanted them to go back in their house because in that particular apartheid state, which that's what it is.
Yeah.
Most black areas are, really. Yeah. And that particular apartheid state is much smaller and they're not used to having attention. So that's just what the police always do when the Negros get a little out of hand out there. Mm-hmm. It's just this time niggas had their Facebook Live on.
Right. Which, and, you know, because I was in Ferguson, like, that shit was fucking wild. Fucking police. I think I've mentioned it on the podcast. Police fucking stopped us because we were handing out food. Like, what the fuck?
What are you giving them?
Like, right? Like,
Negros can't
food.
Eat.
What the hell? You know? Because that was the thing is, like, they were basically, like, quarantined. They weren't allowed to leave. And, you know, after, like, the looting and everything else, which, you know, whatever. People
looting,
were, like,
reappropriating.
It was reappropriating. People were, like, literally, like, taking food and shit. And, like, when that store was empty, the store was empty. And they weren't really, it wasn't safe to just leave and go to fucking other parts. The place fucking stopping people for handing out food and shit like that. But it's, like, you know, but really, like, my whole problem with all this is, like, y'all want to be, like, well, we have to let the Alex Jones stay there. So we have to let the Nazis march because slippery slope and freedom. Nazis been marching my whole fucking life. I ain't had my freedoms yet. How many more fucking years I gotta let Nazis march so I can fucking stand outside and say Black Lives Matter and not get fucking tased? Or not get fucking tear gassed? Like, how many more fucking times do I have to let fucking Nazis march and Alex Jones say that, you know, I'm a fucking terrorist because I support Black Lives Matter, or, you know, Antifa is gonna start a civil war and we need good guys with guns to handle it, or what the fuck ever. How many more times of that do I have to let that happen? Do I have to let these things be said? Do I have to let these people march for me to be able to have my civil rights to go out and march and say what I want to say? Like, how much more freedom of speech do they need before that shit trickles down to me? Is that what trickle down freedom of speech? That's what the fuck we doing? Like, I'm in my 30s, nigga. I've been waiting for 30 years for my trickle down freedom of speech. I ain't got shit.
It's not trickling, it's slippery sloping.
It's upwards. It's slippery sloping upwards. You're right.
Space Force.
They're not defending Nazism, they're defending a higher ideal.
I can't afford ideals, my man.
You know, that whole idea of, I might not agree with what you have to say, but I'll fight to the death for your right to say it.
No!
That used to be a saying in America.
No, I don't want to defend your right to say that I should be shot in the face. I don't want to defend you saying that, because eventually someone's going to shoot me in the fucking face.
And isn't Voltaire one of them French boys?
He is.
But that's an American saying. That American. That's white people cultural appropriating other white people, nigga.
It's all white culture, man. It's all a mixing.
Since they decided to all be the same, that is fucking corny. White people, y'all
people of light.
Fucking dorks, nigga.
The people of light thing kills me.
God damn. All right.
So now Facebook is going to protect you from fake news. Now, again, they're going to... So the next thing that has happened is they come after... lefties. They're going to come after people who disagree with Syrian war.
Yeah, they're going to come. Well, now you say Syrian war, but it's like, let's not forget, YouTube already demonetized people that talk about war and shit like that. Anything that they could deem controversial.
Yeah. People who like critically retweet that fucking IDF account get their shit taken down and suspended. Like, I don't know if y'all are aware of this on Twitter. The fucking Israeli army has, like, I don't know, like a fucking propaganda Twitter account where they just, like, tweet shit about, like, trying to make the war sound good, where they're like, oh, the Israeli or the Palestinian children are assaulting us with kites, with stones attached, like, shit, like, what the fuck, nigga? And then they're like, oh, this is how we're handling it. I'm like, so y'all fucking bragging about, like, they're literally bragging about sniping Palestinian children on their fucking Twitter. But people who have, like, retweeted that and, like, criticized it have gotten, you know, in trouble for that. The fuck, like, coming for leftists, please.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yes.
Okay.
CNN has already done that to us. They've already come out and declared we're far left conspiracy theorists. So if you're a conspiracy theorist, you're next. Because that's, you're next. So all they have to do is say you're a conspiracy theorist. We've been called conspiracy theorists.
Wait, so is
Kyle
that
Polinsky,
like,
doesn't believe the bullshit about the...
So now it's turning, he's like lying now. Either he's lying or he's just riffing so hard he doesn't know where he's going with this one. Which I think it's more the latter. Because this guy, he's a fucking legitimate lefty head. But I think he's really caught up in fucking riffing on this one. Where it's like, again, why did Alex Jones get banned specifically?
Right. Well, I think, honestly, I think a lot of people, like, they get, like, their shit from Right-Wing Watch or whatever. And all they have are, like, the fucking sound bites. But, like, if you don't actually listen to Alex Jones in between the sound bites, you don't know what's going on. And the shit he says, it's not just, like, fucking wild, like, ugh, I have my papers, and I'm angry, and I'm gonna slam them, and they're making frogs gay. Like, yeah, he does that too, but also...
he has whole episodes that are neo-Confederate white supremacists. Like, matter of fact, I think the first episode that I played all the way through, guess who was the guest on that episode? David Duke.
Shit.
David Duke was his guest for the hour for that episode. And I never heard the word Jews said so many times in 1 hour in my fucking life. It was ridiculous. Like, he just kept... like, Al Jones would talk about something else, and he would find a way to swing it back around to the Jews. Like, David Duke just sits around thinking about Jews all day.
Weird.
Yeah, like, he fucking... like, he has the toilet paper, and he's wiping, and his finger goes through, and he's like, fucking Jews. Yeah, man, but, like, you got to listen to whole episodes, which, again, is hard to do. And that's why when I'm not doing 12-hour shifts back-to-back, I will do that for you. I'll play his whole fucking episode.
Right.
I don't want to... his voice is funny, but I don't want to listen to Alex Jones. I want to listen to Ralph Nader Radio Hour. I want to listen to World Socialist Website, even though they get a little weird. I want to listen to Black Agenda Report, all right? I want to fucking listen to Nicole Sandler, all right? I like that Jew. I want to listen to David Pakman's Hatriot Mail. I want to watch Kyle Kulinski, all right? But I already agree with them on a bunch of shit.
Right.
Right? So it's like, but they might show some news I haven't heard. Ralph Nader is going to have legislation and interviews on shit I'm not familiar with.
Right.
But like, Alex Jones is where I'm going to get that, the street white, street level white people shit.
Right.
Of what's about to go down or what is going down with street level white people wildness.
Right.
All right.
That and,
Yes.
What's that website?
What's that? Democracy Now?
No. The white supremacist one.
Oh, fucking Stormfront.com.
Yes.
They, I went and tried to check them again, and it's down again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Stormfront was back up, and now it's back down.
Okay.
And again, it's like, don't get rid of Stormfront. I want to see those white people tell on themselves.
Yeah. Which I think is also... like, again, I've said it earlier, and we mentioned it, you know, the last time we talked about Alex Jones, is I wish that there was an archive of these receipts so that should any of these people be caught up in some bullshit, it can be presented of, like, by the way, here's the 2 years they spent on Stormfront saying, I want to go shoot a nigger, and then, you know, lo and behold, 2 years later, they shot a black person. Like, you know, like, it's good to have those receipts.
And, you know, it's like a fucking a comedian that comes on my Pandora radio station sometimes. You know, he was like, in 50 years, how's anybody gonna run for president? They're just gonna be like, so, do you remember having a YouTube account where you watched an Asian freestyle rap video and left the comment, these Borientals suck ass?
Yeah, that's gonna happen. But, you know, yeah,
All right, fucking, and Phoenix Cleaver said some raw shit. You better learn about it, goddammit.
What?
You do, you say raw shit.
Oh, okay.
You do, nigga.
Deal
with it. I'm archived on the Katie Halper program saying that.
You are, you did that.
Wars, maybe he's a conspiracy, you know what I mean? It's like, who? So anybody who doesn't believe the bullshit conspiracy that the government gives you is then deemed... the Iraq War was a conspiracy.
Yeah, when people do conspire, a group of people, what, two or more?
Yeah.
Come together to do something, they are conspiring.
But
that
see,
is
again,
correct,
they're
James.
Fucking, there's a difference between, you know, these leftists, these fucking Bernie bros are going to start a civil war, so you need to arm yourself to protect your family conspiracy versus, you know what, I think that we're basically a warmongering country and we just go to war because it's profitable and we're not actually preserving or creating democracy anywhere. Those are two drastically different conspiracies, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, one of them is promoting violence. One of them is not.
No. Slippery slope.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, they become the same.
They become the same.
Yeah, that's a big thing about the slippery slope is that the two become one. It's like cisgender heterosexual marriage. They become one.
Right.
Yeah. And then the offspring, Space Force.
Space Force.
An evil, illegal conspiracy. So is Libya. So is Syria.
Well, I don't want to sound conspiratorial right now, but
his voice is funny. All right, here we go.
Side note, CNN said we were peddling conspiracies, and it was around the same time I started riding my bike more often.
Oh, because you're peddling?
True story.
So tell me, is this...
Oh, he made a joke about peddling and biking. All right, yes. Got it. Very, very, very good, Ron.
Is this a conspiracy theory? Is this fake news? This is the Washington Post. This is from their editorial board. This isn't some jagoff they gave an op-ed to. This is their editorial board. This is the official position of the Washington Post.
Huh.
February 6, 2003. After Secretary of State Colin Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council yesterday, it is hard to imagine how anyone could doubt that Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction. Mr. Powell left no room to argue seriously that Iraq has accepted the Security Council's offer of a final opportunity to disarm.
I don't know if he's still talking about Jones. I'm going to skip forward a bit. This might be the end of it.
Oh, perhaps audio record.
What up?
He was winding it back around to conspiracies because he's just like labeling Jones as a generic conspiracy peddler.
Oh,
but it's like
he believes that.
But it's like, yeah, he's peddling conspiracies that his cult believes and act upon. That's the thing.
Yeah, and again, like, I stick with these words. I hammer these words home. Neo-Confederate white supremacist.
Yeah.
That conspiracy theory shit. All right, there's a book called Wrapped in the Flag. All right, by...
Claire Connor.
By Claire Connor. All right, go on. Jeff Bezos doesn't have enough money. Go on Amazon and get that book.
Or go to your public library.
Oh, shit, yeah. The Socialist Library. Yes. God damn, thank fuck they already exist.
Seriously, holy shit.
You cannot present that idea today. Absolutely not.
No.
Get the Claire Connor. That book will tell you all about it. And also, you can search the archives of the Mamacrats Mama Chat podcast, where they interview her twice, actually. One of them is just, you know, about the book, and she gives you a lot of information on John Birch Society. And then the second one, they're kind of like, their jumping off point is some shit about Rand Paul and Antonin Scalia and this constitutional originalist sub-ideology of right-winger-ism, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was briefly on an episode of Nicole Sandler, which you kind of heard the same things. Why am I saying that? John Birch Society, Claire Connor. Claire Connor was a child in the John Birch Society. And if you listen to what she's saying, and then I'd say go back to when I was first playing Jones and play his 2015 and early 2016 shit, and you'd be like, fuck, this guy's birchy.
Mm-hmm.
He is, like a motherfucker.
Classical liberal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, libertarians, like a motherfucker. Yeah, man. And that's what sort of morphed into what is the Tea Party today. You know, they're just a little more, I think it's called uncouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reportings and reports from detainees and other informants was overwhelmed. Because that's... Are all those guys, are they peddling fake news? Should Washington Post have their Facebook page taken down because they're peddling fake news? Or do we let people who are citizens of the United States decipher what's true and what's not. And we don't let the government or a billionaire in Silicon Valley decide for us under the guise of protecting us from harmful bad news.
So, all right. I mean, I'll fucking say it because apparently I'm a fascist or something. I'm not opposed to news outlets being forced to stop calling themselves news outlets if they continually present fake news. I'm not bothered by that in the slightest. But again, I'm bothered by this conflation that this is about Alex Jones having fake news and not about Alex Jones saying, you guys need to arm up and take care of yourselves and we need patriots to defend the country and, you know, we need to protect each other and it's coming. The liberals are coming. The communists, you know, socialist gay communists are coming. The drag queens are going to have their way with your children. The jihadis are going to rape your daughters. You know, Black Lives Matter is coming to shoot you if you support police. You guys need to buy guns and then fucking, and then cuts to commercial break and sells gun accessories of all fucking things. You know, there's a difference. There's a difference. And not just because it's all fake news, but because one of them is actively hurting people. I keep coming back to that, but nobody wants to address this consequences shit, man. And here the fuck we are. Yeah. I don't know. What you got?
Oh, just, I was looking up what year, and then I forgot right after I put the smart device down.
Haha.
Because, 1987, because this is some shit that I used to riff about on the podcast before. Well, I really don't know what direction the program was going at this particular time, but, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, and talking about, George Senior Bush.
Yeah.
Reagan, Senior Bush, and Antonin Scalia worked together and repealed the Fairness Doctrine.
Yes.
And that's where, and what popped up immediately after that? Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, a little later, you get your Alex Jones, and you get your Fox News, and you get all this bullshit. So maybe reinstate the Fairness Doctrine, and you get rid of the fake news problem.
Yeah. I mean, if Alex Jones is on record saying that if he had to abide by the Fairness Doctrine, he wouldn't have a show.
Oh, fuck, I remember that.
Yeah, remember that shit?
Oh, fuck, I do.
Yeah.
Damn, I remember that.
And I mean,
and there are people that want those archives deleted.
Right, yeah, we need the archives for evidence. But I mean, even so, like, what is it, fucking Canada? Fox News is not allowed to be called a news network. It's an entertainment network. Because
I think that's it. Yeah. But they're not banned out there.
They're not banned, but but, you know, and I think I'm not opposed to that, doing that here. If somebody, you know, an outlet repeatedly presents fake news, then they're not allowed to be called a fucking news outlet anymore. I'm not bothered by it. But, you know, I do think, though, if there's verifiable evidence that their rhetoric is causing people to behave in a certain way that's harming others, then we can talk about maybe removing them from platforms. You know, yeah. Because we have an obligation to keep society safe. And, you know, what is it where I say, like, freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of consequences, right? You know? Gotta keep society safe.
Yes, ma'am. I think that's about the deal, man. Like, what the fuck with, holy shit. We went on for that long?
How long?
Hour and 13 minutes.
We had a lot to say. I had a lot to say.
Whoa, how are my decibels doing? My decibels are small. Oh, fuck.
What?
My mic wasn't plugged in. All right, I'm going to have to check that audio.
Oh, shit.
Yep, this might be a fucked off episode that didn't... Oh, shit, my shit isn't... Oh, fuck.
Is your microphone broken?
It wasn't clicked all the way in.
Oh, shit.
All right, going to have to go back and check this audio before uploading it. May have just wasted an hour and 13 minutes. All right, have a good one.